Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthon.
Hey. Well, here in the studio, we have Ethan Lee. Ethan, thank you so much for coming along to be interviewed.
Thank you, Sam. Pleasure.
Ethan, one thing I love about your journey is that you're a pharmacist turned health and well-being coach and an expert. Tell me a little bit more about who you are, what you do.
Well, my transition started much, much younger than that. So let me take you back to where I was born. I was born in Vietnam. So at the age of 4, my parents decided to pick up and traverse the Great Open Ocean to Malaysia and then eventually to Australia. So first transition at 4. And then, you know, landed in Australia in 1989. Grew up like a normal everyday
kid. So did you come here on a boat?
Yeah.
You came here like what?
So it's, imagine this, right? It's a 5-meter wooden boat leaking. And on there, there's 30 people, men,
on
women.
On a 5-meter wooden boat, yeah, there's 30 people on it.
Men, women, children, you know, all packed in there like sardines. And it's incredible. So
you were a boat person?
Yes, I am a boat
person. Was it legal or illegal?
Well, at the time, I think it's sort of illegal, legal-ish.
That is awesome. Yeah, tell us more. And this was back in
1987 that we left.
Okay.
So when I saw, yeah. So we got to Malaysia, just imagine on the boat, massive Asian Titanic, right? 5 meters. And the boat, it's got a hole in it, so it's always, you know, water's always coming in. So we always designate one person to bail the water out.
Yeah.
So if that person fell asleep, we're all done for. So we got to Malaysia in about 88. We stayed there for about a year. And then the Australian Embassy accepted us as refugee status to come to Australia.
Okay.
Landed in Sydney in 89, grew up as a normal kid, you know, went all through all the school systems and everything like that, and became a pharmacist, did pretty well. And then, you know, life gave me like a 1-2 knockout, and then sort of from then, I decided to change direction.
So you've changed direction to become what?
To become more of an expert or an authority in the health and wellness area. So because as a pharmacist, or I've been a pharmacist for 10 years, medicating people, so everyone's problem, pains or anything like that, I'll just medicate them. You got a pain? Here's medication. I don't want to do that anymore.
Here's a pill.
Yeah,
here's a dose.
Here's some ointment. So it's pretty much like a band-aid solution. And so I don't want to do that anymore. I think there's a better way of doing it and just inside out. So it's about tackling the emotions because I believe that that's where most of the problems come from.
How do you mean? So you're saying a lot of the issues that we have, health issues, come from emotions?
Yes, emotion causes, because sometimes what it is that we have emotions that we need to express. Most of the time we can't, and also we can't cope with it because we don't have coping mechanism. And over the years, if you leave it, it festers and it manifests. It has to manifest somehow, and it manifests through physical illness and sickness.
Mate, that is amazing to think that our physical illness and sickness has come from an emotion that we're not dealing with. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Because, you know, biologically and emotionally, there's a link there. So one's affect the other. So when you're not feeling well, you know, you tend to feel down. So when you physically are not well, you feel down emotionally. And when you are depressed, you can tell when a person is depressed because the body language shows, you know, the shoulders slump, they don't want to do anything, nothing's exciting anymore, you know, they just drag their feet kind of thing. Yeah.
And so now, instead of doing the band-aid approach, which is what you were doing there as a pharmacist,
you got paid really well,
you're now really dealing, as you're saying, inside out. So how do you do that?
Well, I've got so through some of my adversities, I develop a system or a principle. It's called yes moment. So basically what it is every situation or circumstances that we have, whether rough or normal, there's always something to learn from there.
Mm.
So we'll go through a 5-step process that deals with it, that shows you how to take one step at a time and just guide you out of that, take the positive and just, you know, move forward.
Okay. So if there's people out there right now that, you know, let's say are going through some level of stress or anxiety or really not dealing with these emotions, as you say, in their life, what's something that you can help them through maybe your yes moments formula. You know, is there one, three things that you could teach people to navigate dealing with these emotions that they're not dealing with yet?
Okay, well, I'll briefly share with you three out of the five steps. So the first three, the first one being awareness. When something happened to people, what they do is automatically they just roll with it. You know, they just roll with it and think, you know what, I'll get over it. Mm. No, you can't. The first thing to get you to that wellness stage is you have to be aware of what's going on. Mm. You have to be aware, you know, where you are and be aware of the situation. And the next step is about the circumstances. You know, circumstances create choices, but then you have to challenge those circumstances and you have to challenge those choices. Because you have five different choices, you don't challenge them, you don't know where you're going.
Mm.
And, you know, maybe four out of the five choices, it's not congruent with who you are if you don't challenge them.
Yeah.
See? So the second step is to challenge them. And then the third step is decision. Now, decision is quite important because you can have two or three different choices that's correct and congruent, but if you don't choose one, then you're still lost, you're still nowhere. So you have to make the decision. And, you know, interestingly, the word decision came from the Latin word decadit, which means to cut off.
Yeah.
Or also, in other words, scission also means to cut, and D is the prefix meaning off or away.
Yeah,
so you've got to make that choice, make the decision, and that's how you head forward.
Awareness, challenge, and then choice.
Yep.
What a great systematic approach to really help anyone at all to navigate their own, you know, journey. So what do you do in your own time? Like, you know, what's something that Ethan Lee does to recharge his tank, to make sure that he's on top of the world? You know, they say on the plane, they say fit your own mask on first before helping someone else. What does Ethan do to fit his own mask on first?
Well, for me, one of the best thing is I love hanging around with my two daughters, 3 and 4. Like, they are the joy of my life.
You got a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah,
oh,
mate,
so that's very cute.
They're pretty awesome. So when I don't hang around with them, I also do, you know, go to fishing, mountain biking, mountain bushwalking. So that recharges my battery. But the awesome thing also is that when you're out there in the wilderness, surrounded by nature, you get to think about things.
Yeah.
And then you get to think about the circumstances and the situations you're in and how you can use that to help people even better than what you had before.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the next chapter for you? What's something that you're really looking forward to over the next couple of years, Ethan?
Well, the next couple of years, I am going to, you know, really focus on the message, that yes moment framework or principles, and I'm going to just, you know, bring it out there, deliver it to the world.
Yeah, I'm sure you got a book on the way.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's on the way there. So, yeah, hopefully by the end of this year, by the end of this year, it will be done because I've stated it, so it will be done.
Very good. I absolutely love it. Ethan, thank you so much for coming along here to the Celebrity Authority Show. But before you leave, we have this little section at the end of all of our shows, and it's a challenge. 10 questions in 60-second challenge. Ethan Lee, do you accept the challenge?
Bring it.
All right, Ethan, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Green.
Really?
Yeah.
Light green, dark green?
Nature green, light greenish.
Yeah. Favorite food?
Spring rolls.
Spring rolls, deep fried, love it.
My mom makes the best.
Meat or vegetarian?
Both.
Yeah, love it. And favorite celebrity?
Simon Sinek. Because he talks to the youth. You know?
Yeah, I love it. Favorite actor?
That would be Donnie Yen, a Chinese martial arts actor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite professional speaker?
That would be yourself, Sam Cawthorn.
Thank you. Favorite book?
Favorite book would be The Alchemist.
The Alchemist.
Yeah.
I love that book. Paulo Coelho.
Yeah. This friend of mine was in England at the time, and he thought, you know what, this book would help. So he sent it to me. So it's a special book.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. One of my top five most favorite books of all time. Favorite movie?
The Peaceful Warrior. Have you heard of it?
I think so. Who's in it?
It's, I can't remember who it is, but it's about a gymnast who injured his leg.
Yeah, right.
And then later he believed in himself and he got a bit of coaching and then he became like pretty good.
Right. Favourite city?
Definitely Sydney.
Sydney, I love Sydney. Yeah. My favourite city as well. Favourite drink?
Henschke Hill of Grace.
Ah, yes, I know exactly. Favourite pizza topping?
Anchovies.
Anchovies, yep, love it. And Ethan Lee, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
I would definitely be a monkey.
Why is that?
Funny, witty, cheeky, we're pretty wise, I think.
Yeah, very good. Ethan Lee, thank you so much for coming along to the Celebrity Authority Show, and we'll see you again really soon.
Thank you very much.